Good evening. This is the Hipster Mama. I'm Thea. And on tonight's episode, we're going to talk about the different ways that single parents can earn money from home while staying home with their kids and where they can be fully present with them on a regular basis while still earning the income that they need to financially care for them while still being at home with the kids. And the motivation for me for One of the motivations for me doing this podcast tonight is because that is the situation that I'm in. I'm also a single mother who works from home as a freelance writer, and I found that this is one of the best ways for me to be able to stay home with my 3-year-old daughter. And I just wanted to help other single parents out there who are interested in earning a living from home full time and who desire to be home with their children as well, even as single parents. I think a lot of times we have the misconception that single parents, the only option that they have is for earning money is to work outside the home, and then there's just no way that they can be able to work from home and be there for their children. And I really believe that that's not true at all. I believe that with the side hustles that I'm going to talk about tonight, as well as many other ideas that I have not this that I probably won't discuss on the show. There's so many that I have even included in tonight's podcast. But I believe that with these and many other creative ideas, along with some resourcefulness, determination, hard work, and patience, it is possible for single parents to be home with their children and still work from home, either on a full-time or at least starting out on a part-time basis, but then being able to transition from that to more of a full-time basis. So that is my motivation for tonight's podcast, just to help other single parents who wish to be home with their children more and who are tired of the rat race and who just want a different kind of life and who want to be home with their children full-time while still doing what needs to be done financially, but from home. And so with that said, we're going to go right into it. So the first idea is starting a home-based daycare. Now, before you create a business plan, before you think about promoting your business, thinking about what kind of daycare that you're going to, the kind of services you're going to offer to the families, it is important that you research your state's rules and regulations as far as licensing goes, because in most states you will need a license to operate a home-based daycare. And one of the best ways to do this is to visit your state's Department of Children and Family Services, or some states you may have to visit the Department of Human Health Services. But I believe in most states it is the Department of Children and Family Services. And on that site, you should be able to see all of the regulations, rules that you would have to follow if you're going to operate a home-based daycare in your state. Depending on the state you live in, you may need to modify your home in a variety of different ways just to ensure the safety of the children that you will be watching. Also, you want to look into any food programs that are sponsored by your state that you can join that will help you offset some of the cost of feeding the children that are going to be in your care during the week. So that's another thing you want to look into. And also, it's important that you have some kind of business plan in place. And this it just it helps you get an idea of your expenses, of how much it is going to cost to operate your daycare on a weekly basis, monthly basis, or even a yearly basis. And in addition to that, it helps you research what kind of services are needed in your community as far as what kind of services are parents in your area looking for their children. What do they expect when they bring their children to daycare? What kind of services are families in your area looking for? So that's another part of your business plan, is doing research with that. Another thing that you will have to do is promote your daycare business once the financial aspect is in place, once you have the license, once you've made all the necessary modifications to your home, and once you've had a business plan in place, once everything has been approved for your home-based daycare, you will now need to promote the business. Now, you can do that. Of course, you can do this online with social media, with emails, and things like that. But it's also good to do some offline promotions of your home-based daycare. And you can do this by creating some inexpensive flyers or some business cards, which you can do right from your computer, and then drop these off at places like churches, coffee houses, elementary schools. And one of the reasons I say that you should drop off some of your flyers and business cards at elementary schools if you're promoting your home-based daycare is because even though the students at those schools won't be they themselves won't be coming to your daycare obviously, but their parents may have younger children who are infants or preschool age, and they might be in need of daycare services. And that's where you come in. You can offer those services to the older students to their younger siblings. So this is why I say elementary schools are also a good place to drop off your flyers or business cards if you want to promote a home-based daycare. Another thing you want to do too, as far as promotion goes, it doesn't hurt to visit universities, not just the 4-year universities, but also community colleges and trade schools. And one of the reasons I say that is because many single parents not only have their regular jobs outside their home, but they also attend school many times. And a lot of times this means they're going to be in need of some kind of daycare services for their children if they go to work and school during the week. So you can fill that need for them by promoting your services at college campuses, all throughout your city. And this would be a good way to promote your business to single parents who work and go to school and who will be in need of affordable daycare services. And with that said, we're going to move on to the next one. And the next side hustle that you can do from home is a social media manager. We all know these days everybody loves their social media. People just can't get enough of it. It is an incredible time waster, but you can't find it. But people find all kinds of interesting information. There are many businesses, nonprofit organizations, churches, there's schools. You name it. Just about everybody's trying to promote something on social media, and that is where you come in. Because if you're a big fan of social media, if you understand how the algorithm works, if you know a thing or two about promoting events on social media, promoting people, or if you are a blogger and you understand SEO especially, then this would be a good job for you. And so we're just going to talk about some of the duties of a social media manager. Social media managers are responsible for creating and managing social media accounts for small businesses, as I meant also small businesses, but not just small businesses, as I just stated, nonprofit organizations, it could be bloggers. Yeah, it could be musicians, or it could be local musicians in your city who might be in need of little help with their social media pages. You can reach out to them through email and talk about some of the experience that you have had so far with social media management and offer your services to them, as well as many other potential clients through cold emailing. So you can do it that way. And so getting back to some of the duties that they have, their duties include posting and scheduling content for all the different social media platforms, developing new branding strategies for the client's social media pages, also researching the needs and desires of clients' target customer base. This is essential as a social media manager because if you're managing social media accounts for different clients, you will need to have an understanding of who they're trying to serve. You'll need to research their target customer base on a regular basis because, as we know, customers' needs and desires change pretty quickly throughout the year or every few weeks at times. A month, and so you want to always stay on top of the latest trends regarding your client's target customer base, and as far as how they use social media and what they turn to social media for, and whatnot. And those are so that is very important if you are a social media manager, if you plan to do that on a regular basis. That is going to be one of your main jobs. Also, engaging new and current followers or subscribers, and there are many ways you can do this. You would be responding to comments that people leave on your clients' social media pages. You will be monitoring and responding to online reviews. And another duty of yours would be to analyze metrics and if necessary, making any changes to make sure that the analytics are great for your clients. So if there's been a drop in engagement, you want to communicate on a regular basis with your clients to come up with a better marketing plan, strategy, branding strategy that would increase the engagement on your client's social media pages. So that's another side hustle you can do, and you can do it right from your home. Doesn't cost a lot to get started. So social media management is another good side hustle. Also, there is online tutoring if you're into teaching English or different other types of subjects. Two websites that come to mind for me are a VIP Kid, and then there's Cambly. But there's several others, but these are the two that I'm thinking about right now. It's VIP Kid and Cambly. So you can visit either one of those sites, look at the requirements, and then apply for online tutoring positions. So that's another great idea if you're interested in working from home on a regular basis. Another thing that you can do for those who love writing is writing ebooks. Now, the good thing about ebooks is that you can write on a variety of different topics. But some of the best, but a lot of time, but one of some of the best ebooks that sell are those that help you solve a problem. So in other words, how-tos are usually the best types of ebooks. Now, you can write ebooks on fiction. You can do you might be into novels, so you might decide to do that. But as far as but as far as profit goes, or really increasing interest in your ebook, as far as that goes, so a lot of the best ebooks are those that help readers solve problems, because many readers turn to the internet because they have questions about so many different topics and they want to find out how to do different things. And so if your ebooks are dealing with how-to topics, you will have an even greater chance of success in writing ebooks if your book can help someone solve a certain problem. And another thing about writing ebooks is that you don't want to write it in a generic sense. I did mention how-tos as being very as being some of the best topic, some of the best approaches for writing an ebook, but you don't want to be generic either. What you want to do is research your niche. You want to think about your target audience, the people that you're trying to help with your book. So, for example, if you're writing a book about meal planning for homeschooling moms, well, what you want to do a little more research on what the needs of homeschooling moms are, and some of the issues that they may come across with scheduling their days or their week, and some of the challenges that they face with preparing with meal planning and meal prep, or coming up with interesting recipes and whatnot. Just you want to do research on that before you jump into writing your ebook, even before you write your table of contents and do the cover art for the book cover and so on. Now you can publish your ebook through Amazon. That's a very popular, that's at the top of the list for ebook publishing. But there's also Lulu, and there's others that you can look into as well. But these are the two that I thought about: Amazon Kindle and Lulu. And another good side hustle is house cleaning services. And this is one that really can't be done online. This is more like an offline side hustle, but it's still really good. There are many families in your neighborhood or just your community in general that are short on time and are not always able to do a deep cleaning of their home on a weekly or monthly basis. And this is where you would come in and offer your services. Now you can and that's just like the side hustle that I mentioned with the home-based daycare. You can create some business cards or some flyers. Or another thing you can do is, even without those, you can just go from door to door throughout the neighborhood that you live in, and offer your house cleaning services that way. Because there's something about word of mouth marketing that is still effective. I know we live in a digital age, but for certain types of home-based businesses, such as house cleaning, word of mouth is very helpful. And so what you can do is you can visit different neighbors in your area and talk about what you're offering, the kind of cleaning services you're offering, the products that you're going to use, and so on and so on, the rates that you're going to charge, and ages, and then you can just go on and start off with the neighbors that are in your neighborhood. And if you do a really good job, a lot of times they just might refer you to other people, and this is how your house cleaning service can grow. So that's another really good side hustle if you're interested in earning some steady income from home. Another thing I put on the list is reselling used clothing. There's never a shortage of families who like to buy affordable clothing that's still stylish, that still looks good for themselves and for their families. So I put reselling used clothing. And there are different websites that you can sell your clothing to. I'm going to mention a few of them here. One site is ThredUp, then there's Poshmark, of course eBay, and you can even sell it through Facebook Marketplace. Also look into local consignment stores in your neighborhood. I know here where I live, we have a Buffalo Exchange here, and that's always been one of my favorite consignment shops to buy clothes from. But Buffalo, but at Buffalo Exchange, you can also bring your clothes there to. You can also bring your clothes there to for selling, where you can sell it there and earn some good profits that way. But I want to. But if you're going to use, but if you're going an online route. And reselling your used clothes. Here's just some tips that can help things go a little smoothly, and to ensure that you would make some good profits with this side hustle. You want to make sure that your pictures are of high quality. In other words, you don't want the blurry pictures. You don't want pictures where it's so blurry, or it's so far the way you have it positioned, where it's so far away where no one can barely see what's on you as far as a logo or whatnot. So you want to make sure your pictures are of really high quality whenever you take the pictures to put on a listings when you sell the clothes. Another thing you want to do is you want to make sure that the prices you set are realistic. In order to do that, you want to just go to sites like eBay and just look at how much on that other sellers are selling those for as far as average prices go. Now, you know, that doesn't mean you have to sell them at those average prices, but at exactly those same prices like other sellers. But it gives you an idea of how much you should charge for certain types of clothing, certain brands and whatnot. And that would give you an idea of how much you will be a good price to sell it for, so that you can set a realistic price. Of course, you don't want to sell it too low either, because you want to earn a decent profit. Also, you want to be very, very detailed in describing the clothes that you sell. Everything from the size, the condition that it's in. You want to be honest about the condition that it's in. Of course, the brand name, the sizes, color. And just some other general information about the clothing that would entice people to buy the clothes from you. So that's another idea, is going into reselling used clothing. Now, it doesn't always have to be clothing. If you have some old CDs, you can sell those online. You can sell used books. Let's see, there are many other different things. Or it can be gently used housewares that you barely use. Maybe you bought something. Maybe you bought a dinnerware set last week, and but you didn't open it. Or it could be just a number of things that's gently used. You know, almost like new. You can sell those things on sites like eBay as well. And with this said, we're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna continue with the rest of the program. Welcome back. I'm the Hista Mama, and we're going to continue with some more side hustle ideas for single parents seeking to stay home with their children. And okay. So, I have to grab my daughter here. She just woke up. Okay, and so. Okay, so we're gonna continue with the next one. So another thing that you can do as a side hustle is to work as a freelance writer, and this can come in many forms. You can either seek out clients on your own and proceed with starting your own freelance writing business, or you can work with different online job sites such as Upwork, Freelancer, or TextBroker. These sites are always looking for new freelance writers, and they look for everything for they look for writers who can do blog posts, press releases, some copywriting assignments, brochure copy, ad copy, sales pages, landing pages. The list goes on and on. So if you are diverse freelance writer and you can write a variety of different things, well, then this will be a really great side hustle for you to work on. And the good thing about this is that all you just like the many different online side hustles. With freelance writing, all you really need is a computer that has some has reliable internet access, and you're good to go. So that's one of the good things about choosing freelance writing as a side hustle, is that it doesn't cost a lot to get started. And once you get a really good steady client base, your earnings can increase over time, depending on your level of experience and the number of clients that you have, or should I say the number of clients you gain over a period of time. And so that is another excellent way to another excellent side hustle for you is freelance writing. Now, another thing that you want to another really good side hustle idea. This is one that I've done for quite a while, up until last year, and that was home health care. I started doing that a few years ago, and the good thing about this is that it offers flexible hours depending on which agency that you work with in your city. So with home health care, what you do is you what you'll be doing is, now you won't be doing the same thing. This is not the same as a certified nurse's assistant, so you won't be doing the exact same things. And with home health care, you're more of a caregiver for senior citizens or disabled persons. And what you would do is you would go into their homes and you would do a variety of different duties, and these include housekeeping, which is just basic maintenance of the home. Feeding the patients if necessary, bathing them, grooming them, and also offering companionship, just sitting with them as they watch TV, playing games with them, maybe reading to them or with them. And then there are times when you may need to run errands for them, so this is also included as your work as a home health care aide. And then there also might be times when you have to go with them to their doctor's appointments. When I worked in home health care, I did a lot of these. I would run errands for my patients. There are times when I would have to go with them to the doctors for different appointments. Of course, I did the basic housekeeping. There are times when I would fix meals. I would bathe them. A lot of times I would help with dressing them. And this is just a basic list. There could be other duties that will be involved as well if you decide to do home health care as a side hustle. And so that's another good side hustle. The good thing about this is that the hours vary. The hours can be really flexible, and if you it, and you can actually do this on a part-time basis. You don't always have to do this full time. You can. Now, this is another side hustle where you can actually go into business for yourself. You don't always have to go through an agency. So you can hire yourself out as a freelance home health care aide. And you can do this through just creating some flyers or business cards. And you can do this inexpensively with your computer and using the different templates that are available through Microsoft Word or even through presentation. You can use different slides and turn those into and just treat those like flyers and just pass them out to the people in your community and talk about the kind of services that you offer as a that you will offer them as a home health care aide. And also, if you have any kind of CPR certification or any other type of certification that would help, also include that when speaking to potential clients, because that would definitely work in your favor if you have any type of CPR certification, first aid certification, or any other type of certification that can help with this kind of work. That would definitely work in your favor. And so this so home health care would definitely be another good side hustle if you're interested in earning some money from home, and where you can have flexible hours where you can still be home with your children. And then also there's one other one that I want to talk about as well, and that is a notary public. Now, this is one of the easier side hustles. You would still have to be organized. You would still have to take a test take a state licensing exam in order to become one. And this is in every state. But I'll just talk about what a notary public is. A notary public is someone who's basically a witness to the signing of legal documents. This can include power of attorney documents, wills, and many other different legal documentation that would require the presence of a notary. So your job basically would be would be to witness the signing of these documents and also to record the dates and times the kind of documents were signed. And so basically you would be a witness to the signing of legal documents. And you can get training for becoming a notary public through most community colleges. I know here in my city, quite a few universities and community colleges offer courses for those who want to be notary public. So I would check with my community college, or even some of the 4-year universities. They might offer a notary public course that might last a good few weeks, and the price might be affordable. So that's another thing you want to look into if you're interested in earning some money from home. You can work as a notary public. And one of the reasons I say that working as a notary public can become a home-based business is because you don't always have to work at a notary public's office. Now, you might want to get started doing that just to get your feet wet and get some training and to get that real life experience as a notary public. But once you got your feet wet that way, you can transition into working for yourself as a notary public from your home. In other words, you can have clients come to your home and you can witness the signings there and have all of your materials already at home, ready to go when clients come to your home for signings. Or what you can do is go to their home. You can do it that way, or you can meet at a public place. And where that public place be a coffee shop, restaurant, or just some public place where you can handle the signings. Or another thing you can do is rent out some office space at an affordable rate, and you can have clients come to the space that you're renting, and you can conduct business that way. So this can be done in a variety of different ways as a notary public. And there's another thing, for those who are into styling hair, you can work out of your home as a hairdresser or barber. Now, you want to check your state's regulations for that, because it's going to depend on the state you live in. There may be some licensing requirements or maybe some other regulations that you may need to consider and follow before you get started with that. But that's another good way to earn money right from your home. You can set up a certain room in your home with all of your hairdressing supplies and turn that into your hairdressing room, where you have people come in and you can just style hair right from your house. And many people have done that for years and years and have earned income that way. So that's another good side hustle, is hairdressing. And with that said, I'm going to close tonight's show. And once again, this is the Hipster Mama, and we were discussing side hustles for single parents who want to make the transition towards staying home with their children on full time. And until the next podcast, everyone have a blessed night.